Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stephen, good day program. No wusses here, just real men. And then there's Jennifer Horn.
After the last conversation we had about your man meetings, I think maybe I might be the most manly person.
Whoa, is that so?
But I still love you.
I think that that's the conventional. I don't want to get into this again because it was too heavy.
Come on, I'm just playing. You don't. Well, have
but
to
I
worry.
Think that there's evidence to believe that there are that a real man is able to talk about some of these things.
You have to set everybody up, please.
Yes, I don't.
All morning long, we've been having this thread.
Existential conversation about why, so what, and it has to do with some of the conversations I've had in a group of people that get together to discuss issues of life. Thank you. Yeah,
that's and then just point. During the news here, we were discussing whether there are still any real men in Hollywood.
The suggestion that discussion is not to be had by a real man.
The discussion kind of trails onto what you were talking about earlier, but we were just having another discussion about whether there are any real men left in Hollywood. You know, you don't have your...
Tom Selleck?
Well,
you do have your super...
Sam Elliott?
Kind of. I mean, who's a manly man? Who
Michael
are we talking about?
Douglas? I don't know. What is the definition of a
Michael
manly
Robert
man?
Robert Downey Jr.?
Robert Downey Jr.?
Whatever.
I don't think he's a... No.
He's not a manly
who's
man.
Who's a manly man? Like, John Wayne was a manly
right.
man.
Really?
I don't think those people exist anymore, and you know why? Because we've gotten out of the field, we've gotten out of more blue collar stuff, and we're now sitting behind desks and computers, and I don't know if manly men exist that much anymore.
Really?
And if you are manly, call me.
Yes, right, okay. 888-302-3684. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler. The story of Turkey and the United States. There is a plan to kick ISIS out of the Turkey-Syrian border. The problem goes back to Mr. Assad, as many people know. So the NATO ambassadors are meeting today in Brussels at the request of Turkey to look at the threat that ISIS poses to Turkey and Syria and the distribution of power in the Middle East. Fifth time in the 70-year history of the NATO organization that an emergency session has been called. The U.S. and Turkey finalizing plans to push the militants out of the border because they're having the same trouble along the Turkey-Syrian border as we have along the Mexican-American border. They are being inundated by people who are looking for a better life. Anything's better than Syria. And the first time they drove themselves across the border was when Mr. Assad, the president of Syria, was killing everybody by the tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, who didn't agree, the people who were trying to overthrow his despotic rule. So now, because ISIS surfaces, all that's forgotten, at least by the outside world. The people who are Syrians aren't forgetting it because Assad, under the cover of going after the ISIS group, is killing as many of the opposition people in his country to him staying and maintaining power as he was doing before. But it's all lost in this whole thing. And one wonders, I suppose the cynics among us could wonder, is ISIS connected to Assad? You know, is there some kind of behind-the-scenes deal? Anything's possible, right? Everything's so disrupted there, and the Turks don't want their country to be disrupted, as our country has been disrupted by the onslaught of illegal immigration. It may be a different problem because they don't have the infrastructure. At least here we have infrastructure and we can sort of help where it costs all of us as taxpayers a lot of money. The Turks don't have that kind of dough. So what are they doing with these people? They're looking for help from the UN. They're looking for help from NATO. And it isn't just soldiers to keep the ISIS troops out. It's just, okay, we can't handle all this influx of people. What do? Can you help us? And the international community says, yeah, yeah. And so they start a new group, and and so I had said earlier, this is a great example of the or maybe justification for a one world order, one world government. And then Richie points out that we can't do what we have with the governments that are here now. How do you? And he's right. It's, the world is so complicated, and we've got too many people away. We have 2-3 billion more people on the planet than we can run, than we can organize and run. And do things that are good for the lives of the
people. All government is local, and once you start talking about world governments, I'm like, oh,
it gets scary.
What a mess.
Well, but it's too, there are too many people.
Yeah.
And what's happened in this country is we've gone from local to state to federal rule,
right?
Because all of these places can't handle
the
complexities of having so many people.
Right. What's the next step? I mean, we were just talking about tied we are to the Chinese economy,
yep,
and how they are tied to us. We need each other, even though we are like these opposing forces. And if one government starts, God, man, what a mess.
They would say money makes strange bedfellows.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of things make strange.
I don't want to live in that world.
Okay, so anyway, the Turks and the U.S. made a plan yesterday to hit ISIS with airstrikes along the 60-mile border that's porous. This would create a safe zone there so the Syrian refugees could go back home, because the Turks want to push the Syrians out of Turkey back to Syria and make it safe for them. That looks like something that is going to be a hard... It's good to conceptualize, but can it take place? That remains to be seen.
The dilemma here for ISIS is that they are pretty much surrounded by opposing forces now. Until then, they kind of had that open gateway where they weren't getting hit from that top side. Now they are.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, the NFL has new procedures for game balls because of Deflategate.
Good.
More footballs, switch them at halftime, do random ball checks to make sure they're in good shape. All right. What's more interesting is that the Arizona Cardinals have hired a lady as their first female coach.
That's really
cool. That is more
Before we move on from the ball thing, just real quick.
Yeah.
I don't understand why the league doesn't control the balls to begin with. I don't know why. I mean, I never even knew until the Deflategate thing with Tom Brady that each team got to bring their own balls to the game. I mean, shouldn't the NFL just provide league balls?
That's what they do in baseball.
Yeah, I mean, come on. It seems silly to me that this would even be an opportunity for someone to cheat, allegedly.
Mm-hmm. This is such a stupid conversation.
All right, so let's give accolades to Jen Welter, who played professional football for 14 years, has been hired as an assistant coaching intern to work with inside linebackers for the Arizona Cardinals, first female coach. Now, in order not to be a hypocrite, I didn't really get into this earlier. I'm sort of thinking I was a hypocrite because I am so anti-football, but this is an interesting development in that a woman is being recognized for her accomplishments in the game and what she knows about the game by being given a job as a coach. And I believe that that's something that's worthy of note. Whether I like football or I don't like football or think it's good or not good, it still seems to me that this is something that's good. And you can say I'm a hypocrite or not, whatever you want to say. I didn't find it fascinating, frankly.
You know what's interesting about this story?
Yes, I just told you what was interesting. You have something else?
I have another one. Interesting, yeah. Okay. In March, reporters asked Arizona Cardinals coach Bruce Arians, when would the first female coach be in the NFL? So they kind of asked him. So then the Cardinals hire Jen Welter as an assistant coaching intern for training camp and the preseason. And he says, when will we have the first female coach? The minute they can prove they can make a player better, they'll be hired.
There you go. Good.
The minute they can. So it kind of makes you think that he went out and hired somebody because he was asked about it in March. Because
looking.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. All right, let's look at something or listen to something for a moment or two that's good for everybody, men and women. It's the amazing Genucel. Genucel, something that takes care of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. Now, they've added something to the litany and to the useful tools that they have to take care of your eyes. It's called a Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. So when you call and order Genucel, 800-543-9262, a product that you must have to get rid of the bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes that's caused by water. This is a serum that extracts the water and therefore flattens out the bags and puffiness. You don't see that in your skin. But if it leaves dark circles, that still doesn't look good. So how about we use this Platinum Dark Circle Treatment in addition to the Genucel to make your eyes and whatever's around your eyes just sparkle. Call 800-543-9262 right now and mention Doug Steffen. You get free express shipping. You get a free luxury gift with this, but it won't last long. It's a summer special from Genucel. Get rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines, and the dark circles with one treatment by calling 800-543-9262. People will not be waiting. They'll be working this, so join them. Do it now while you're thinking about it. 800-543-9262 to look better than ever.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boss beer, pretty boss and nasty. Responses.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one. But with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JamSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, buy one, get one 50% off on all HP Inc. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. Limit 2. Multi-packs count as 1, ends 8-1.
At Sam's Club, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And summer savings just got a little sweeter. Stop by your local Sam's Club and pick up limited time offers. Like 3 pounds of red grapes for $4.98. That's just $1.66 per pound. And 6 packs of Sabra hummus and pretzel cups for $9.98. Keep tonight's dinner simple with a freshly prepared chicken parmesan and pasta dinner. Serves 4 for just $5.18 a pound. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
The Bloomberg Billionaire Index says Donald Trump's net worth is not $10 billion, that braggart. It's only $3
Oh.
Well, how's he gonna
I'd rather. I'd deal with either.
Would you?
Yeah, either one.
I'd take half.
Would you?
$1 billion, yeah.
Greedy? I'd take 10%.
Good look at that.
21 at the hour on the Billionaires Club on Good Day. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Keep on trucking. Toasting the pay-per-view record for live music shows set by the Backstreet Boys, Jennifer. Yep, go back to 1999 for this. More than 400,000 subscribers have paid to watch one or all of the Dead's five Fare Thee Well concerts via cable or satellite or online streaming. According to Variety magazine, the Dead's five-night concert presentation grossed $52.2 million in ticket sales. The Dead's 400,000 plus views are a big jump over the 90s Backstreet Boys 160,000 views. Let's see here. To be fair, to go back to that point, Backstreet Boys were the first to hit the 100 plus mark for paying customers.
Let's be fair to the Backstreet Boys.
Let's be fair to the Backstreet
Right.
Boys.
Come on.
The Dead show is available on YouTube, Dish Network, DirecTV, Verizon, Fios, and AT&T, ranged in single show prices from $19.95 to $29.95, with a package deal available at $109.95. You'd pay that kind of money to watch the Dead?
You get a group of people together and they all split it up for $20 each or something like that. You know what's interesting about this is the same people probably paid for both tickets, because with the Grateful Dead, now it's these, 50-year-old...
Or more.
Right. 60-year-old. And it was their kids who bought the Backstreet Boys. So the parents paid for the Backstreet Boys thing, and then now are paying again for the Grateful Dead.
Huh. Interesting observation. The five concerts, two of them are from Santa Clara, California, three from Chicago, available via pay-per-view until the 2nd of next month, which would be next Sunday. So... there you go. The Grateful Dead smoking the Backstreet Boys.
And anything else they can get their hands on. Right. And the couch, if you want them.
Hey, man, this Backstreet Boys tape is great.
You want to know? Here's something good. The book, the long-lost book by Dr. Seuss, being published today after being found along with some other manuscripts in his home in La Jolla.
Isn't it called I Want to Go See a Man About a Horse or something?
What pet should I get?
Oh. I thought it was I Want to Go See a Man About a Horse.
Yes, probably true in your world. written between 1958 and 1962, somewhere in there, by Theodore Seuss Giesel. That was Dr. Seuss. And two other books based on his material are going to be published as well. So that'd be good Christmas stuff. They'll be out around Christmas time, I think, Kenny, if I'm not mistaken.
It's out today.
That's out today, but the other two books I'm talking about. The other two. Didn't they find those other two manuscripts they're trying to get ready for Christmas?
Did they see those somewhere? No, it's just the one new one that's out today.
Yeah, but did they find a couple of other manuscripts?
No.
Yeah, they did. You sure?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Huh. Sadly, my kids are just past the Dr. Seuss age now.
No, I'm looking at the New York Times article. It says two other books based on the rediscovered material are due to be published this year.
There you go.
All right.
Very exciting stuff.
That never happens where Ken is wrong and Doug is right.
Well, it's not often.
You should write this down.
Yeah, really? Thank you.
Ken is always right.
He is.
Sorry about that.
Elon Musk and Stephen Hawking are trying to put an end to artificial intelligence, calling for a worldwide ban on autonomous weapons. That is, robots who are capable of killing without human operators. These have been created. Did you know that? It's sort of like cell technology, creating a human being on a ship somewhere in the middle of the ocean. That these sorts of things have been created by the military-industrial complex. Kind of like an episode of Star Wars, right, with the troops that are all computer-controlled.
Mm-hmm.
And they apparently are close to being...
Or Skynet from the Terminator.
Yeah. Oy. That's not a pleasant thought. Okay, let's have some pleasant thoughts. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Doctors have long known that erectile dysfunction, which means things aren't working down there when you want them to, can be the early indicator of blocked blood vessels. Now, a new analysis reports that men 40 or older who have ED should be screened for diabetes, as they run twice the risk of having undiagnosed diabetes. Here's the thing. If you're having ED problems, the first thing your doc should work out is the problem physical or not. If the problem is physical, ask why. Screen for diabetes and look for other risk factors like smoking that cause blocked blood vessels. Of course, there are many reasons that things down there may not be working when you want. Relationship issues, anyone? Even for guys. Work-related stress and on and on. Bottom line, a 2-minute visit followed by a prescription for Viagra or Cialis is not the solution for ED. Demand more. You deserve it. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish. Remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack. Got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices. Like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry?
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. One subject notebooks are just 25 cents each, all season long.
Offer valid in-store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer. Ends 9/12/15.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This time on Good Day, 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour. What sort of a day are you creating for yourself today? Have you, should we all start with our bucket list?
We are.
Really? All right. Have you created a bucket list yet? People seem to think we ought to be focused more on the future. If you have not created a bucket list, we're going to help you with that, prioritizing things. Coming up in a few minutes here on Good Day, prioritizing the news and events that affect all of our lives, hopefully, or at least many of them, is Jennifer Horn, who's here. Hip, hip, hooray for her. Rich McFadden, hip, hip, hooray for him.
Yay.
Kenny Kessler, hip, hip, hooray for him.
Yo.
How about the, here's a face only a mother could love. Taking a good look at Mitch McConnell's face lately.
Yeah. It's not... You know, I'm trying not to because I'm so annoyed and disappointed with him, but go ahead.
Well, there is this phony opposition for the highway bill, and so we've got a situation where the Ex-Im Bank, the Export-Import Bank, you've heard me talk about this, maybe you haven't, if you don't know what it is, it's basically a bank of our money that we loan to companies, to countries that want to buy our products. Like Boeing is the chief beneficiary of it at the moment because they are the chief exporter. More dollars come into America because of the sale of Boeing planes than anything else that we make or sell in America. And they use the Ex-Im Bank to help countries like Morocco, for example, buying a new 747. They couldn't pay for it themselves, and they don't borrow money from themselves. So, Ex-Im Bank says, here we go, $93 million for your plane. Thanks very much. You can pay us back at $250,000 a month for as long as it takes you to pay it back. So anyway, there's that controversy. And so there's been this back and forth to the highway bill, adding the Ex-Im Bank to it as a sort of a, how do we best? It's not really pork, but it might be considered. The people in the legislative process say, we've got to get this bill passed, this House, the highway legislation bill through the
why?
House.
Why? Because they're going on vacation.
Right. That's right. Why they're pushing it. Right. They want to be off for the month of August.
Even though they should be sitting there going over Iran deal, but yeah. You know, whatever. Okay. Right. So they're going on vacation.
Yeah. And this is another one of those phony deadlines. Where they create, it's like the Iran deal. Who created that deadline?
Well, the funding is going to run out, so okay. They have that deadline looming. But at the same time,
issue. They never talk about the real problem, and it isn't the highway bill itself. It's the crap work that the construction people do because the specs are not big enough. The construction people say, well, we bid on jobs based on their specs. So why does the government not include in the specs the best way to really fix the infrastructure, the bridges, the roads? Because they don't want to, because the unions are contributing to their campaigns. And so they say, let's make sure that this road is only good for 10 years instead of 40 years, like the British and the European.
Forget all of that. I mean, you're right. There is tons of waste, fraud, corruption in the highway system. You can't even name it all. What the issue is that Mitch McConnell, and, you know, say what you will about Ted Cruz, but Ted Cruz is calling Mitch McConnell out, and I'm all for it because Mitch McConnell promised people that he was not going to do this import-export thing, which is essentially corporate loans, and he said he would not pass it through. And so what he did instead is he's tied it now to this highway funding bill. So the roads need to be funded. Everybody agrees that we need to come up with funding for the roads. But now McConnell has tied this bill to the highway bill. And this is what it makes government so convoluted and so confusing is that they never vote on anything straight away.
Right.
And it takes someone like Ted Cruz. And, you know, I'm not the biggest Ted Cruz fan out there, but I'm with him 100% on this. If someone like Mitch McConnell tells you that he's not going to do something and then he stands up there, I mean, what's the difference between the Congress or the Senate under McConnell and the Senate under Harry Reid? There is no difference.
There was
a mandate from the voters a year ago to make a difference. There hasn't been any changes.
Nah, it's a bunch of frauds.
Everything deserves an up and down
vote. Time for McConnell and John Boehner to hit the road.
This is why Trump is doing so well.
Yep.
Yeah, he's sick of it.
Morons like this.
Yep.
Tying everything to something else so that you don't want to starve children, do you? Right. Well, you better give us this.
Starve the children. Right. Yeah. Bunch of phony frauds. Okay, let's talk about something that's good. I think this is good. You may or may not agree with me. Construction will begin next month on the largest offshore wind farm ever to be built. There are turbines being built off of Rhode Island's coast. This is something that federal and state officials say will help this wind business, but also it's been controversial because it's one of those NIMBY deals. Don't put it in my backyard, but you can't even see it. It's 23 miles off the coast, so who's going to see it? And why would somebody
the same people who don't
do
want
this.
It in their backyard are the same people who don't want big oil again? Anymore.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, we don't want to have those people fixing, screwing up our environment. But where is the sense here? This is nothing but we should have a circle. As a matter of fact, this is actually thank you, Doug. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, I know where you're going, and this is brilliant.
Another brilliant idea. Yeah, we have our entire coastline should be covered, except for the way in and out of the ports. Every bit of our water that surrounds our coastline.
And they should have lasers and cameras on top of them to see incoming
whatever's
energy.
Coming in, whatever is
razor sharp propellers.
I like that.
Can shoot subs, boats, and airplanes.
There you go. Thank you.
Epic wind.
Build the fence.
Yeah. Are we smart enough to do that?
Put wind turbines on it.
Not smart enough to
do that. Look at that.
Good idea.
Build the fence along the Mexican border.
Yeah.
And put wind turbines on the top of the fence.
There you go. Grind them up as they come across.
Exactly.
That'd be awesome.
All right. Here's another good news item from today. And the coast of Florida has seen a family uncover gold artifacts worth over $1 million from the wreckage of some Spanish ships that sank off the coast of Florida 300 years ago. Eric Schmidt announced that this salvage company that owns the rights to the site where the coins were found has, I think this is something I think actually took place last year. The Queen's Jewels LLC, name of the company, this they wanted to keep it quiet until they have, I think, sold or gotten a commitment to sell all this stuff. 51 gold coins, 40 feet of gold chain, a rare coin called the Tricentennial Royal, minted by King Philip V of Spain. Let's see here. That's worth about $500,000 in and of itself. So the family has this, and according to the laws of the sea, it belonged to them, I think, right? Whatever you find.
I can't imagine that.
Belongs to you.
I can't imagine somebody doesn't claim ownership of that
property. After 3 centuries? Who's going to own it?
Where was it found?
Off the coast of Florida.
That's where I lost it.
Yours, Kenny.
I cannot imagine that the United States, Cuba, somebody doesn't say that's in our waters and we own that.
Mm-hmm. The United States government, you mean?
Yes.
Ah, there you go. That's what we need.
That's a whole lot of cash, man.
Hey,
speaking of a whole lot of cash.
Yes, Richie.
The $500 million.
By the way, Jennifer was referred to as Spanish booty. Excuse me. Go ahead.
Got me booty.
I love some Spanish booty.
The $500 million that Chrysler will have to pay the United States government. For the recall. The trucks and the Jeeps that blow up and don't steer and everything.
Right.
What are they going to do with that money?
Well, it goes into the treasury for them to waste on other projects. Hmm. It all goes into the general fund.
Any of that go to the families of the people who were affected by the recalls?
Nah. That's crazy talk.
Come on, Richie. What's the matter with you?
I should have somebody watch this.
Yeah, you probably should. In a moment, what happens to the Olympics? Boston is out.
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 You're fired.
Out. Say that again. And also,
they're firing people like Donald Trump.
Yeah,
Boston,
all right.
You're fired. I like it.
Fired. All right, so we have also a way of us sort of, I'm big into organizing my life these days. I have not created, nor will I create a bucket list, but I am into prioritizing things. So maybe it's the same thing. We'll find out. How do you prioritize your life as you move forward? We'll have a discussion about that in a moment here on Good Day.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with your low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
Hi, welcome to Staples. What can I help you find today?
Yeah, hi. I need a new printer. Mine's way too slow.
Perfect timing. This week we've got amazing deals on all regularly priced HP printers in the store. Up to 50% off.
Wow, you're a lifesaver.
That's not all. All HP ink is buy one and get the second half off this week.
Wow, must be my lucky day.
It's your lucky week, but only this week.
Make big savings happen. Make better printing happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers end 8/1/15. 50% discount excludes HP toner and limit 2 per customer. May not be combined with other offers while supplies last. See store or staples.com for details.
40 25 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer and Richie and Kenny and I have Erwin Schorce with us, who is the founder and president of Pennsylvania Capital Management. He founded Pennsylvania Management with an entrepreneurial vision to build a firm centered on focusing on the client first, which is something that a lot of people say they want to do, but they don't do. I'm going to guess that your success, Erwin, is because you've stuck to your guns, if you will. So why is it that you, when you think about advising people, I suppose, about their financial goals, there is a look toward what do you want to have at the end of the line? Is that what this is all about, prioritizing things so that when you go, it isn't a mess? Or is it about the person before he or she goes enjoying the fruits of his or her labor?
Doug, it's both. In my 30 years of advising clients, what we find is that clients very often ignore the whole idea of their bucket list and what's really meaningful in life. And we encourage them to start early. Don't wait till you're 60 or 70. Start enjoying your bucket list when you're in your 20s and 30s.
Even what are examples? With the movie that had Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson in it, I think started all of this, although we, I suppose, talked about bucket list. I'm in my 60s. I have no, I haven't anything really. I mean, I've sort of in my mind know what I want to do and what I would like to do, but those things, those plans change, and it would seem to me that would be the problem. You start too early trying to plan for all of these things. Life has a strange way of intercepting the ball and going in different directions, so might you not be shooting yourself in the foot if you start this too soon?
Well, I think our view is enjoy those that are relevant at each stage of life rather than make up this long list that you eventually want to do. For example, even if you're on a skinny budget, you can look at Airbnb and find a spot in Napa.
Mm-hmm.
You could use your frequent flyer miles to book a flight and go to a series of vineyards, which might be on your bucket list, on a very narrow budget, and cross that off your list by putting together the different tools in your chest.
So what might those be for the average person?
Well, the wine tour in Napa, it might be
the tools in your chest. What do you have to have for resources?
The tools.
Yeah.
The tools really are several. First of all, if you're married or you have a significant other, get together and decide together what it is that you really want to accomplish so you can begin saving for it. Meaning you need the concepts, and then you need to write them down, and then you begin to need to take some of your funds and allocate them. We also encourage your listeners to develop a strong sense of financial literacy, meaning that they can understand the concepts of dollar cost averaging and funding Roth accounts, Roth IRAs, that they can use later in life where the money can continue to defer tax-free while they're on the journey.
Mm. I don't think most people even understand. They say they may have them. I bet you that most people don't even understand what that is.
Well, I think there are many good books, whether it's the Standard & Poor's Guide to Money and Investing or other quick reads with lots of pictures that everyone can understand to begin to develop that financial literacy I mentioned a few moments ago.
Some of the people who are into this planning mode and may have invested in things like Alibaba, or they have somebody like you who invests in that sort of thing, and then you see what the realities are of the Chinese stock market, and you see the ups and downs in our stock market, and people think it's just a game, and the only people who win are those who are in charge of investing the money, not the people who actually whose money it is.
If you were to take a broader approach rather than picking a China or a Germany or another specific country and invest in a broad basket of funds, maybe an index fund or a good broad-based ETF, and you did your investing systematically, $50 a week or some such approach, as long as you start early, you'll still get there, meaning you'll still be able to fund these bucket list items. At least this has been our experience with clients over the last 30 years.
So there's a difference between a bucket list and a wish list then?
Well, the difference between the bucket list and the wish list is wishes typically don't come true.
Ah.
But your bucket list, where you systematically work toward accomplishing them one at a time, can very well come true, and we would encourage your listeners to develop that bucket list.
All right.
And then make it happen.
So anybody who would like to find out how you can create and then make it happen, that is, create and make your creation come true, go to PCMAdvisors.com, right? PCMAdvisors.com.
Doug, there's also 40 articles they can read on irvinshorsch.com, my blog, to help them get there.
S-C-H-O-R-S-C-H. Thank you, Irvin. Good to have you here with that information on. Good day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no.
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Tuna fish. What if you mix mayonnaise right in the can with the tuna fish? Hold it! Hold it! Wait a minute, Chuck! Take live tuna fish and feed them mayonnaise. Oh, this is good.
Call Sarkist.
I don't want to be a Budinsky, but what exactly is going on?
I don't know, some kind of debutante ball out on the island. Kid wants me to take him with his girlfriend.
And you're going to take one of the morgue vehicles?
Yeah.
It's a limo, ain't it? It's a limo for dead people. Did you see that, kid?
Tuna fish. What if you mix... You wonder why I carry a tape recorder?
It's to tape things. See, I'm an idea man, Chuck, all right? I get ideas all day long. I can't control them. It's like they come charging in. I can't even fight them if I wanted to, you know? Ah, so I stay them in here, and that way I never forget them, see what I'm saying?
Night Shift.
Every year.
Number one movie this week in 1982, recognizing the voice of Michael Keaton, some of the other characters. Great movie. It doesn't seem possible that it was 1982, though. Wow. This is Quarter Flash with movie music as we get started with movie moments. Chuck Curry has movie news in a matter of moments here. So as the excitement continues, the anticipation builds for Chucker, who's next here on Good Day.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Hi, Chuck. You always love to have as much time as possible. You now have 2 hours and 13 minutes to give us movie news.
I appreciate that. I was just going to say, after listening to the clip to Night Shift, do you know what major movie star, especially in the 80s and 90s, who's still very active today, had his first screen appearance at Night Shift, had about 1 minute of screen time, specifically in the party scene at the morgue?
Yes.
It was Kevin Costner.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. When they pull out the casket, he's the one.
And the funny thing is, it's always the same when you look at actors in their early work when they're unknowns. When you look at him at that film, it's sort of hard to picture he would have become a major star in the business. Very thin, sort of really, really thin and gaunt in that movie in his early 20s.
Oh, he's playing a dead guy.
Just thought I'd bring that up. Some other movie news of interest.
Thank you,
Advanced Buzz, really, really good on Mission Impossible Rogue Nation, the fifth installment in the Mission Impossible franchise starring Tom Cruise that opens this Friday. Say what you want about Tom Cruise, but the guy brings his A-game to every project and really works hard on making sure the finished product is as good as can be. I'm looking forward to seeing it. So also some really good buzz on Steve Jobs, the movie titled Steve Jobs, starring Michael Fassbender. It's going to play at a few film festivals this coming week, but I read an early review and they say that the movie's outstanding, hits theaters in October. Other news, Seth Rogen, Rose Byrne, and Zac Efron will all return for a sequel to the comedy hit Neighbors. That film, which came out last year, was produced on an $18 million budget, did $268 million, Doug,
Woo-hee.
Worldwide.
Yeah.
That's what you call a nice profit.
Yeah, that is very good. All right,
Hugh Jackman currently filming his last appearance as a superhero character, Wolverine, in the third standalone Wolverine movie that will come out in 2017.
Why isn't the last?
I guess he feels he's getting a little bit old for the role and decided this is going to be his last.
Harder for him to cash those checks. He can't endorse them because he can't write because he's so old? Or what's the deal?
No. Just that character of Wolverine. Right. You know, he's got to muscle up big time to play that role.
Yep. All right. On this date in 2000, The Nutty Professor to the Clumps debuted with Eddie Murphy, who played most of them, didn't he? If I remember.
He did. Those were pretty funny movies.
Was that one of his last good ones, do you think?
Yeah, in terms of really funny, probably.
Right. Also on this date, 1995, The Net, starring Sandra Bullock and Dennis Miller. Flick. Remember that?
Man, she looks hot. She just had a.
I didn't like that movie, though.
Why did you like that movie?
I thought it was flat. It didn't work for me. I know it made money, though. It did well.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember it, actually. I remember Waterworld that came out the same day.
Where her identity gets stolen and she's on the run the whole
season. Oh. Yeah, okay, got it, yep. All right, thank you, Richie. Thank you, Kenny. Thank you, Chucker. Thank you, Jennifer, for making this hour memorable on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's 59 after the hour.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.